Lucy, do you have a moment? I'd like to speak to you about something.
Sure, Dana. What's on your mind?
It's concerning the new project and how the teams were divided this time.
Yes, is there a problem? You don't look too happy.
Well, honestly, I'm not. Look, I've been here for a long time, right?
Yes, certainly.
So I ask that you keep my track record in mind when I tell you that the situation is almost intolerable for me.
Okay, go on.
These three kids I'm working with have no idea what teamwork is. I know they're new, but I feel like I'm babysitting half the time.
Let me see. Oh, yes. You're with Whitney, Christina, and Robert? What is it that they're doing that is upsetting you?
It's what they aren't doing. They are never ready with the agreed-on work for any meetings. In order to move forward, I find I am forced to do more and more.
You know, Dana, one of the reasons I put you with those three is because of your strong organizational skills and your ability to work well with new people. I'm counting on you to help them develop these same skills.
I understand that, and I thank you, but I am not convinced that they are learning anything from me because they seem to be too busy socializing.
Aha, I see. Do you think with a little direction from me, things could improve? I can certainly have a word with them.
Yes, but that may then cause problems because they will know I've been to see you to complain about them.
Not necessarily. What I can do is make it just an informal, how's it going meeting. Ask about what they've been doing specifically and encourage them to use this opportunity to demonstrate what they can do.
That's fine, but to tell you the truth, I would still prefer to work with another group or on my own this time.
I wish I could do something, Dana, but I really do need you in place with these three. I'm going to ask all teams to provide a detailed update each week concerning who has done what. That should help things move in the right direction.
Okay, well, I will do my best.
Thanks.